It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985, MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. I love the month of October for a lot of reasons. The weather, Halloween, homecoming football.
All of the traditions that
trick or treat. All that stuff. It's just, I just love the month of October. And so our friend from the community today, who is going to make October very special, it sounds like, is Les Mon. And Les has cross ties. He's involved in that. He and his friends, which I'll get you to talk about them as well, and other endeavors downtown, including BJ's Diner and so much more. But first off, Les, before we kind of go into the beginnings of cross ties and what it's all about, you got a big concert tomorrow, and there are just maybe a handful of tickets left. Talk about Neil McCoy and tomorrow night.
Neil McCoy, and yep. Everything I've always heard, and I've never, out of all my years of concert stuff, got to see Neil live, so I'm kind of looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Everybody that I've spoke to talks about what such a good entertainer he is, that mm-hmm. he's not just a singer, but an entertainer. He truly owns the whole stage, the whole show, and just captivates you throughout his performance. He's coming in tomorrow night for a 90-minute performance. Right. Most of the tickets have sold out. We've right. got very, very, very few left. And as we were saying on Facebook a while ago, if you can hear my voice and you're wanting to go to that concert, you better get those tickets, because I don't think they're going to last at the end of the day.
And how would they do that?
You have to go to the Cross Ties Facebook site.
Uh-huh. Right.
When we made the announcement post, there was a link that was attached to that where you can go online and buy the tickets. All of our tickets are going to have to be bought online. Uh-huh. We're not doing anything at the door.
Okay.
And that just is one of those things we talked about that we've all learned through the planning stages, is that's one less thing that I have to worry about. Mm-hmm. We have subcontracted that out to a company that handles that for
good,
us.
Good, good.
It makes
yeah.
You only need so many headaches.
Man, I'm telling you, opening a venue, it's been a hard learning curve for uh-huh. me. And the guys as well, you know, my partners, Joe Gay and uh-huh. Justin Jones. I mean, we've jumped into this thing both feet forward, bought the building in January, started renovating, opened in July. We're still renovating part of the building. We're hoping to have the whole building open to the public by late November. It's 36,000 square foot.
Wow.
It's going to end up being possibly 5 rooms if uh-huh. we keep going the way we're going. The upstairs part is coming together. The newest room, I think, it's going to probably turn out to be everybody's favorite. It's going to have an old saloon style feel to it.
Oh, I like that.
But yeah. It's going to be an event room that you can put about 100 people in it.
Uh-huh.
The design of that room that Joe came up with is just absolutely amazing. It's something that you don't see nowadays. So, people that have stuck their head in the door have said, oh, we've got to rent this room. This is this. Just being able to host an event in there, I think, is really going to captivate people to want to come back and be a part of what we've got going on down there.
And that building's been around since when?
1899 is when the building was built.
And there's a lot of features in there, yeah.
I'm telling you. We've talked about this, I think, some before, but I always bring this up when somebody starts talking to me about the building, is the Moores had it since 1962 as a furniture store.
Right, and I remember that.
And when we got in there, our goal was, okay, let's see what's under the tile, let's see what's under the plywood, let's see what's behind the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And we come in and gutted that building and ripped all that stuff out and exposed that original wood and brick and stuff that was there from the 1899, and it is absolutely gorgeous.
Wow.
You know, it makes you think, why do people ever cover that stuff up in the first place? You
know, it's kind of like
if you've not seen that building, it's definitely a jewel for downtown Texarkana. We get so many compliments from the public and people that are coming there, and we've had weddings, corporate events, reunions, a couple of high school events, had a couple proms, mm-hmm. got a couple more homecoming things coming up. I mean, it pretty much can hold any type of event that you can think of.
I was going to say, just about any event,
yeah,
you can have it there, but keep this in mind, it's a nice place. People are learning about it. They're booking it. So if you want to book yes. it, you better get with it.
We've already got 2 months of next year that are completely booked. Uh-huh. And we're booking stuff out to October now of next year.
So look ahead.
Yes. I mean, if this is something you think you're interested in, you don't need to waste any time in the events that are coming up. And like we were talking earlier, we're trying to save 1 month, 1 weekend out of the month uh-huh. where we open it to the public right. and bring in a known act mm-hmm. or an event or something that's really cool that you don't get a lot of. First, right. you know, we had Tracy Byrd last month,
uh-huh. Right.
Neil McCoy tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And like I told you earlier, before we got on the radio, I've maybe have an announcement for something in coming up in the November.
Fantastic. And, thank
yeah,
you.
I'm gonna hold on to that one until we have that finalized. But there's another event that we're looking at for even November and another one in December. So our goal is to try to have that one, you know, weekend out of the month that we have something like a Neil McCoy concert for the public to come to.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we play the best and most country on the Pig. 103.9 98.5 mypigradio.com. Brought to you by the morning show is Millway Credit Union, with three locations to serve you. We're talking with Les Mann of Cross Ties and so much more that he is involved in downtown. He and his partners and all his other friends are busy. Friday nights and Saturday nights, you've been showing sports, you've been showing movies, family activities. Tell us about what you've been doing outside.
It got really creative.
One of the things you think about when you think of downtown, when you think of the history of downtown, downtown was a time where people would get out and walk the sidewalks. They would walk from business to business. You know, you've got a multiple block area down there that just is used to the foot traffic, pedestrian traffic. That's, you run into people, you talk, you visit, and it just had that old hometown feel to it. Over the years, it's kind of just dried up. There's not been a whole lot going on down there. I've been in Texarkana since 2003, and I don't ever remember a time since then that it had any kind of a, I guess, a festive atmosphere to it, you know. And I see, but I see the pictures. I went back doing my history, learning about those buildings down there, learning about downtown and where it came from. So that feel is always, what can we do to revitalize downtown? What can we do to get that feeling back downtown? And you got to jump in both feet forward. So here's where we went with it. On Friday nights, we do a band outside on the outdoor stage. We've got catering brought in by JR's Catering Company. Mm-hmm. They do street tacos, burritos, all
so
kinds
good.
Of. Yes, the food is amazing. He did a fish lineup last weekend.
Wow.
That was amazing. That was fish and bull shrimp was absolutely awesome. The frozen rail. Mm-hmm. We took the old caboose and we converted it into a drink station. Built a deck around it. It's now, for the first time since it's been there, it has a lot of activity on it. You know, it's just sat there for years with nothing going on. It's just a spot on the road you looked at.
Right.
We bring in bounce houses for the kids. And we tag team with Texarkana Game Day. They do a live broadcast every Friday night of one of their local football games.
Morgan Smith and
so
his crew.
We're projecting those on the side of the west wall now.
Oh, great.
So you've got a band on stage.
Uh-huh.
You got the football game over their shoulder in the background.
Right.
You've got the frozen rail going on with your drinks.
Uh-huh.
You've got JR's Catering going on with the food.
Uh-huh.
And the coolest thing about all of it, other than the food and drinks, it's all free. All you got to do is show up with your lawn chair.
I like
and
it.
And it's family friendly. It's not.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's not.
We do provide security.
Mm-hmm.
We've got
right.
guys, you know, if you know of my other job, I'm always there unless I'm hurting or sick or something's going on. And then we have a security staff that's on scene that kind of helps maintain things. We've not had any problems. But the cool thing is you brought up the downtown part of it. People are moving. The entertainment district is a 6x8 block area down there that has a lot of foot traffic going on now on Friday nights.
Good.
What we're trying to do is what we want to do is to complement the other businesses. You've got Verona's down there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You've got Zapata's. You've got Hopkins Ice House. You've got the Billiards down the street. And you've got the Rail Yard Saloon. All these places down there that people can go and do things and enjoy entertainment, enjoy a meal. If we can complement all those businesses and create an atmosphere downtown that people are comfortable going to and they have something to do on Friday night, I don't have to listen to that, well, there's nothing to do in Texarkana on Friday night.
Right.
You know what?
Now there is.
There is something to do in Texarkana on Friday night.
There's more than enough to do.
And then you roll into Saturday. Saturday night, we usually do some kind of a projection on the wall of some movie or video or something of that nature. We don't have a band, but we still do the bounce houses for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. JR's Catering Company is still there with food. The frozen rail is still open.
Right.
Those other businesses are still open. All you got to do is show up with your lawn chair.
Right.
And then just kick back and enjoy it with your friends. And the cool thing that I've liked, that I've seen over the last couple of months that we've been doing this, is you get a group of 15 or 20 friends or family that may just show up and set up and they just hang out.
Right.
They visit with each other, watch the kids play, and they have a place where they can go and feel comfortable with the environment they're around.
Yeah.
And so that is coming back downtown. And I think 18 months to 2 years from now, you're going to see a completely different downtown.
I hope so.
It's well on the way, I tell you what. 103.9 98.5 mypigradio.com. It's the My Pig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends. Our friend from the community is Les Mann. And he's got Cross Ties and so much more going on. I failed to ask you about the huge fall festival that's coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, we're hoping this thing goes off anyway.
Yes.
You know, with the current situation in our country, with the big P word, the pandemic, the COVID, this, that, and another, a lot of places are not having trick-or-treating this year.
Right.
So we try to figure out a way to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It needs to be outside.
Yeah.
So we had this great idea of, as long as the weather cooperates, why not do an outdoor fall festival?
Mm-hmm.
Let's break it downtown. Let's get a lot of people downtown to something that the kids can do and enjoy. So here we go. I'm waiting on the approval from the Department of Health, but we're in the planning stages now for October 31st, Saturday, between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. downtown Texarkana, right in front of the Cross Ties building. We're going to block off several blocks down there,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to create a pathway that allows kids to move in one direction with their parents and trick-or-treating. Right now, we've got over 20 vendors that are involved that want to be a part of this candy station handout thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I think it's going to turn out to be really cool.
It will
be. The way we're doing this is we're going to create, of course, plenty of distance between our candy stations, plenty of distance between those handing out the candy, and we got a cool little, I'm not going to give it away, but there's a way we're going to deliver that candy that's going to create distance that I think the kids will enjoy. That will be kind of something new that that most folks have never seen before. So
in a safe manner.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so be watching our Facebook site, because we're going to post about the route and how you start and where you end and all the other events that are involved. And we're trying to have a, I think, a pumpkin carving competition for the kids when they're done. There's a lot of neat little things that'll go on between 3 and 6 that day.
All right.
And the cool thing for adults is, hey, 6 o'clock, take the kids to the grandparents, drop them off, whatever, get your babysitter lined out, come back to Cross Ties in your favorite costume, dress
bonus
up.
Round.
We're going to have an adult-only themed extravaganza, I think, as they're calling it. Our lead entertainment that night is going to be Michael Jackson and Prince. We brought some impersonators in for that.
I like that.
We've got a guy walking around, I think, on like 15-foot stilts.
Wow.
Flamethrower, flame slinger, the bearded lady, all kinds of unique characters that will just make a Halloween event really different.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Other than the circus coming to town, I don't think Texarkana's ever had anything like that.
Probably not.
No.
I wouldn't think so.
I think this is exciting.
Yes. If you like those unique type people event type things, you're going to love this. So,
this is beyond good.
Yes. And it'll be inside Cross Ties that night. So if you've never got to see the inside of the building, this will be your opportunity.
Fantastic.
And I know that you are involved with the BJ's Diner, which is at a great location right next to the downtown post office or courthouse, whatever you want to call it. I call it the downtown post office. How's it been going with BJ's?
The old Joe's Pizza.
Yeah,
most everybody
that's it.
Knows Joe's Pizza down there. Joe moved his operations over to Richmond Road, and we appreciate him giving us the opportunity to get in that building and create a restaurant in there. And we took it back to our philosophy of what can we do to downtown, that old time diner feel. You walk in the door, you're going to hear 50s and 60s music playing. The diner is a grill type atmosphere with a daily lunch plate special of something that mom or grandma probably would have cooked years ago.
Right.
It's just a different kind of atmosphere, and it's gone. I think it's gone really well. We have really started to reach out to the community. We're hitting our goals of, you know, what our capacity can be every day, things like that. And the city is about, or they got a project. If you've not been down there lately, they got a project going where they're changing the outside right there in front of the courthouse.
Right.
They're going back to that old brick road look right there.
Yeah,
and I think
that.
That's going to go right in line with what the diner's theme is.
Yes.
So it's kind of neat. You can sit there and you can look out the window and see those old churches and old buildings right there.
That's
and
great.
What
yeah,
they're
that's
fixing
great.
To do with the courthouse. And it's just a neat atmosphere. It's neat where downtown is going. Like we talked about earlier, 18 months to 2 years from now, you're not going to recognize downtown, because there is more in play than I can talk about right now. There's more in play than what we've just got going. There's others that are starting to invest in downtown with properties. There's going to be a new business opened up across from Cross Ties here.
Wow.
I'm hoping about 45 days is what I'm hearing.
Fantastic.
And that'll go with the entertainment district. There's a couple other projects in play that Mr. Peavy's got going and the Wright family's got going down there. And I believe George Dobson's got some stuff in play down there. And folks, I mean, you need to come see downtown. If you've not been in downtown in a long time, come look at what it looks like now, because I want you to come back in 2 years and tell me what it looks like then.
Right.
Because I think you're going to be really surprised at where it's going.
It's happening. We call it the best and most country at 103.9 98.5 MyPigRadio.com and the MyPig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends, our friend from the community is, of course, Les Mont. Cross Ties and so much more that he and his partners and other people are involved in downtown. And I know that that you gotta love the fact that it is coming back the way it is, and it's the hard work and the money and everything else that you bless you that you and the other people are putting into it. The entertainment district Great idea.
I think the city board, the mayor, the city manager, and I want to give props to Alan Brown, our mayor, you know, Kenny Haskins, the city manager, mm-hmm. the city board, and all those folks that are involved. One that doesn't get a lot of thanks, and that's Tyler Richards, our public works director. These guys, when the entertainment district came up, you know, for several months, it just kind of sat dormant. They didn't know really how to do it, how to function with it, didn't know how to operate with it. It's a very gray area for us in trying to figure some things out. Once Joe Gay, Justin Jones, my two partners, mm-hmm. got involved, and we sat down and started trying to figure out how to make this work, here we go. This was something I think the city is going to really be able to, I guess you say, promote itself from and create a place in Texarkana. I know there's a lot of people that still haven't come downtown. A lot of people don't know really what's going on downtown. There are people on the north side of I-30 that probably don't come to the south side of I-30 a lot of times, and I get that. But you've got to come downtown and get an understanding of what's going on. I mean, this is, it's changing drastically. And I want to definitely, like I said, I can't give enough thanks to the city, and the city's going to do more. Mm-hmm. They've got more on their plate for what's going to change this area, more ideas in play. You know, before we came on the radio, I said, hey, let me come back about January and February and visit right. again. Yeah. I think you're going to be really happy with the direction of where things are going. Everybody's always like, let's go to Shreveport, let's go to Dallas, let's go to Little Rock. That's fixing to change. Yeah. I mean, we were already getting calls from people in Shreveport saying, hey, y'all got a band outside, or hey, y'all got this going on, or we're driving up, you know, for the frozen rail, mm-hmm. or we want to be able to come hang out downtown. What motels can we stay at? You know, that is already starting to happen.
Good.
That right. feeling of, you know, we can reach outside of Texarkana and bring people into town is already starting to happen. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot that's going to happen, I think, in the upcoming months from the city and the city officials and those that are in a place to make changes happen. You know, we've been struggling with some things for the last year that have left over from years before, but that's all kind of starting to get pushed to the side now. And I think we're fixing to see the progress we want to see coming in the next couple of years.
Hey, I want y'all to answer a couple of questions. This is a little game.
Okay.
I want y'all to answer a couple of questions, see how you do on this real quick. It's called Did You Know?
All right.
11% of people out there surveyed say they love the taste of this, and it's something that we don't do very much of anymore, but you used to do all the time.
11%. That's a small number.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what did we do that we don't do
anymore?
I don't know.
Think of, I'm going to give you a hint. Think of please snail please. Mail.
Oh, taste. Lick envelopes.
Just simply sending a piece of mail now. Who does that anymore?
I know.
You know? 11, email.
11% say they still love the taste of that adhesive that you lick on the
oh,
envelope.
No. See, that's one of those bitter
that's
things.
That's where you go and pull it. Yeah. Hold a strip now.
You ought to get this one right, Anna. According to a recent survey, almost 50% of women say this is the ultimate status symbol. What would it be?
A woman's ultimate status symbol?
Yeah,
what
you
is
answer
that?
I
don't
you're
know.
You're the
which,
woman.
Yeah, I mean, what?
A good job.
No. Think about a woman. What would they be proud of?
Their family?
Your
makeup?
Your
purse?
Quit making.
We're going materialistic here?
We're going materialistic.
Okay.
A big diamond ring.
A beautiful house.
Oh.
House. There you go.
Well, mine was close.
I should have known that.
You should have.
Even though it is important to our safety, there's still around 40% of us who ignore these.
Seatbelts.
No.
Red lights, stop signs. I can give you a whole bunch of those.
Sense.
Stuff at your house. It's important to your safety. It's important
fire
to your
alarm.
Cooking.
Smoke alarm.
Cooking. Eating?
Stove?
Oh.
I don't know. Your hints aren't very good today. I'm so sorry.
Well, if I give you too close a hint, I'm just giving it away.
Okay,
40% of us still ignore food recalls when they come out. Like, recall that whatever.
I don't even know where those come from.
They come from the
USDA.
Okay.
Yeah. And finally. Let's see.
I like our answers.
Unfortunately, I eat out too much, so there you go.
Oh, wow. I don't see how you can ever get this, but according to one study, men can reduce their risk of stroke simply by doing this, I guess I'd call it almost a grooming thing every day. Or
listen to their wife.
I didn't
shaving.
Yeah.
Really? Reduce stroke? By
that's what it says. According to one study, men can reduce their risk of stroke by shaving every day.
I like my answer better.
I have no idea.
I'm going to have to Google that.
Yeah, please do.
I like mine. Mine was listen to your wife.
Okay, Les, we got about 10 seconds. If somebody wants to book an event, what do they need to do?
Facebook, Cross Ties, that's the best way to get a hold of us. All of our information is on our Facebook page.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We'll have you back with all that good stuff that's coming up. And enjoy the Neil McCoy concert tomorrow at Cross Ties. Hey, Les and his group, they got it going on downtown.
Yeah, it's
going
to be fun.
It's going to get better, and we appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.